seek new manners.
Right. And it, I mean, the term abolition, it's no coincidence that it's the same term used to fight slavery, right? So it's this idea of, like, already we're encompassing the idea of enslavement in just the language of prison abolition.
Mm-hmm.
So we already have, like, the idea planted that, like, prison is another system of enslavement.
Mm-hmm. And just to back that up, we've got the 13th Amendment telling us that there shall be no slavery except for penal slavery. And then we have more than 80% of our prison population being people of color.
Right.
And doing low-wage and no-wage labor.
Right. So, I mean, abolition is the idea that we're going to abolish and we're just going to do away with prisons because it's failed. Because of the fact that there's this repeated recidivism, as we talked about earlier, this repeated going in and, like, getting caught in the system, and how a system may target certain people and not others, how laws target certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the idea. That's what prison abolition is to do away with prisons, in essence.
Yeah, so I tell people that I believe that that's what we should be doing, and they'll say to me, like, yeah, well, you know, what if somebody raped and murdered your mom? Like, what about that? And shouldn't they be locked up for life? And I think, first of all, it's important to realize that the humongous majority of people incarcerated right now are not in jail for violent crimes. They're there for drugs or for tons of things that they that is a much much smaller thing, and I personally have trouble with the dichotomy of an innocent person versus a guilty person, and that we can label somebody as innocent and they should be free, and someone else is guilty who should be spending time in a cell. And, you know, I've done things that I think we've all done things that we feel incredibly guilty about, and I don't know how many of us feel purely innocent. But for these extreme cases, a big part of prison abolition, of the theory, is that these problems come from other problems in our society, where people have no family, they don't have resources, they don't have education, they don't have literacy, and they're abandoned, they're left behind by the system, they're
denied essential needs.
Yes, yeah, and that a huge amount of our problems as a nation and as a global society come from that denial. And that with prison abolition, we'd have to see a radical change where those needs are actually being met.
Right. So it's going back to the whole, like, way, systemic order in which we already presuppose a position of oppression and a position of privilege, and then how to deconstruct that, and how to deconstruct how we define crime, how the law defines crime, and just... Yeah, that's the whole point, is it's this idea of harm, and it's the idea of how do we eliminate harm, and where does harm come from, and where does harm start, and then recognizing that it starts when people are denied essential needs such as safety. So that's the answer, right? That's the theory that is
that's behind our project.
Yeah, that's behind or that's behind prison abolition.
Yeah.
I think it's important too to recognize, yeah, like y'all were saying, like, what is the definition of a crime, and what does that even mean, and what is the purpose of all this? Because we all do things that are illegal all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it all kind of depends on who gets caught.
Mm-hmm.
Because hella people do drugs, and that's the reason why most people are in jail in the first place. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of middle class, upper class white people who do drugs all the time,
mm-hmm.
but magically, somehow, coincidentally, they're not caught.
Right, or you have the cocaine law, which is gonna, like, you know, crack cocaine is gonna, or rock cocaine is gonna be penalized more than powdered.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's systems of power at play.
Did y'all hear about the Georgia prisoner strike that happened? So, yeah, basically people in Georgia have decided to not come out of their cells and not participate in work programs, forced work programs. They have a lot, it seems, stricter and more fucked up systems than what most states are used to. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it said one in, what is it? One in 12, every one in 12 adults in Georgia is in jail right now.
Wow.
One in 12. That's a fucking lot.
That's a lot.
And so they've been having this strike for at least a month. And they're asking for people to call in. And you can call the Georgia Department of Corrections at 478-992-5246. And tell whoever answers that people in prison need to have more recognition of their rights and need to not be forced to do labor and need to have better and more humane hospitalization treatment, medical care, and be treated like human beings. And obviously we all want prison abolition, but these prisoners are asking for more support on dealing with the most fucked up aspects of the prison system in Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're trying to stay peaceful, but there's many reports of prison wardens beating people for not coming out of their cells and for not participating in work programs. So yeah, just wanted to plug that as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
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 Good shit.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Shani, be good. Do you have anything to say?
The prison industrial complex is a system that needs to be refurbished, and there needs to be a dramatic and immediate change in the way that we run things in this society. It is a capitalist society, and it is based off of imprisoning people for crimes that they are often stereotyped to have committed, crimes that most of us, I think, will find that we are guilty of. What middle-class, privileged, young, white individual does not shoplift? What privileged, white individual doesn't do drugs or buy alcohol illegally? Who among us is really free of sin? May them cast the first stone, because I believe that this society is well-structured to penalize people who are just born into situations that allow them to be treated such. And ultimately, these issues of the prison industrial complex do not reflect the crime that is imminent in this culture. They reflect the fact that there needs to be an extreme and immediate social change, because these are social issues, my friends. These are not criminal issues.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let's play some Dead Prez real quick.
Happy here. No, I ain't happy, a family. I ain't scared to die. I ain't got shit to lose. Plus I ain't happy here, living on a planet full of fools. I ain't scared to die, and I ain't scared to kill. I'm a righteous black gorilla from the hill of 72nd and Lacey Street. To all my comrades in the pen waiting for me, I swear to God I'ma set you free. Even if I gotta lay it down in the dirt, and if I'm lying I'm dying. If I'm dying, at least I died putting in work. And if there's hell below, we all gon' go. Death can't hurt unless we die slow. Sometimes I look up in the mirror, staring deep into my own eyes, searching for the strength to carry on, wondering if I died a physical death. Will my people remember me when I'm gone? The ghetto is a war zone. 7200 is my headquarters. When the funk is on, I pop the clip up in my chrome millimeter. For the Grim Reaper, keep my heater in my shoulder. Host to jump in my brome. Squad off to meet the soldiers at the hideout. Righteous black gorillas about to ride out to put the smash down. Run up in the bank, yelling, we want the cash now. To finance our revolutionary struggles all around. Lay it down on the ground, and if I hear the sound of a siren, I won't hesitate to get the firing on everybody in the building. Killing, I'm a villain because I'm black. Put your hands up to the ceiling, keep on filling up the sack. I ain't scared to die, I ain't got shit to lose. Plus I ain't happy here, living on a planet full of fools. I ain't scared to die, I ain't got shit to lose. Plus I ain't happy here, no I ain't happy a family. I ain't scared to die, I ain't got shit to lose. Plus I ain't happy here, living on a planet full of fools. I ain't scared to die, I ain't got shit to lose. Plus I ain't happy here, no I ain't happy a family.
RBG Rider shit, real gangster shit, nigga. My name's Divine, I'm from the Bronx, you might know me. Young nigga, baby face, heart of a OG. I'ma tell you like my papa told me. Stay sucker free and fuck the police. What you know about honor, respect, and loyalty? What you know about the father, Chet, and Huey P? What you know about being hung, stabbed in the grill? Nothing, cause you don't know about the young Emmett Till on the rail. All these fake thugs know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. We don't live by the gun, we just dying by the gun.
Alright, fuck the bullshit. I'm about to put y'all on some new hype. Shadrick and Mandem, you probably don't know about this. This is some London grime time. But I'm going to play their intro video first, and then you're all going to have the world preview, World Santa Cruz preview of Guns and Pork by Shadrick and Mandem. Free your mind and your ass will follow. Hold on, listen to the banter for a minute or two. It's really important.
Man's heating on me.
Evidence talking about raw. Man robbed my house and that. But man makes peas. You get me? You get me? 100 grand in that. But man got the re-up money, fam. Get me? It's nothing, fam. Trust me. Come round here and I'll show you what happens if you get caught slipping, rude boy. Get me? Rude boy. Right here, fam.
Dead!
Dickheads, rude boy!
Dead! All of them dead! Dead, rude boy! Snap!
Come round here, fam!
Two, and you're three, dead in here! Five! Hey, man, dead, rude boy! You get if you come around
here! Dead!
Dead! No!
Man's on this.
On this.
Very hype, yeah?
No hype now, cause he's dead, fam! You get me?
Trent said
to all of them that buries you, boy. You get me?
No, so this is what happens when you come around here, innit?
No rock,
this is what happens when you come around
blood.
Here, innit? You get me?
Dead fam.
Man, I've got money.
Easy,
no blood.
Trent said top rude boy.
Back mad, boy, rude boy. Look
dead.
At look at it. Look at that rude boy.
Man has to keep it moving, though.
I think so. We're fake crew, man. Stupid. Man got leg cuts. Get me?
Listen, click. Real talk, innit? Real talk. Like, I mean, man ain't racist, innit? Man's doing everybody, bruv. Everyone has to go, bruv.
Slipping.
This you, bruv. What? Why is he here, bruv? Why is he here? Man's on that Harry Potter thing. Man ended
gone.
Him, bruv. Man ended him, bruv. Man, listen, man ain't
gone.
Racist.
Look at
man
him. You think you've been... I'm gonna take his glasses, actually.
I can't even...
Get me.
That's what
I'm
you are keeping. I need to keep it
he's
moving.
He's dead.
No, don't keep it moving, bruv. You ain't my dog. You ain't gonna show my dog, bruv. Wait, hold on. Pick up my dog. Pick up my dog, bruv. Let man know what time
he's
pick him up, pick him up, bruv.
Wait,
man. Pick him up, bruv.
Get
him.
Wait. Sit down.
Pick up my dog, fam.
Let me
pick it up, bro.
Hey, Roof, hey, sit down, sir.
Saying what time it is, bro.
Get me.
Show him what time it is. Put it all on this thing.
Real things out here, fam.
Real things out
here. Real things, man.
Bro. Come round there.
Wait, leave
yeah?
it, leave it.
That dog will
go.
Bite your face off, cuz.
I'm saying, shy back.
I really like greed, man. Shy back.
Shy back.
Lost greed.
Shy back.
Lost greed.
Nine bills,
bro. Hey, fit.
Guns and pork, listen, guns and pork, hard, guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork.
Yeah, got a beard, but I still eat pork. No knife, fam, just a fork. I write hard bars with my biro, and every 2 weeks I'm getting in my gyro. Shag racks, spit flames, call me Spyro. What? Man, them trino. White in my boots bigger than a rhino. It's off-white, so I call it albino.
I told you you can't come round here.
I told you we roll deep round here.
I told you you can't come round here. Listen, I told you we roll deep round here.
Guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork. Hard, guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork. Hard.
Yeah. 1980s, baby. Yeah, the Lord made me. Trying to make it on the roads. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm busting shots at the cops and that. So keep on talking my name on the block and that. Like rock, hard. It's a struggle, but you gotta stay strong. On the road, yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's crazy. On the road, yeah, the man I'm trying to beat. Listen.
I told you you can't come round here.
I told you we roll deep round here.
I told you you can't come round here. Listen, I told you we roll deep round here.
Guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork. Hard, guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork.
Hard.
Yeah.
Guns and
pork,
guns and pork, guns and pork, guns and pork.
Wheel
it, ride it, wheel it, ride it. Listen,
yeah,
I'm the best that ever does it,
bro.
I wanna
see that. I been to go on this thing, 1985, dropping bags on the strip. Yeah, fam, that's my life. Catch me in your hood on some hostile tip. Shadrack, no long tip, let off a clip.
Yo, I take pics and I never say cheese. I take food and I never say please. I wear a Rex in 90 degrees. Nah, swear down, fam. I'm hot.
I told you you can't come round here.
I told you we roll deep round here.
I told you you can't come round here. Listen, I told you we roll deep round here.
Guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork. Hard, guns and pork, guns and pork. Listen, guns and pork, guns and pork. Hard.
Dumb, the crippled Elaine.
Crazy.
From Scotland, the Yard, and to
they
Spain.
I'm going crazy.
Warrior Queen, the Conqueror.
I'm going crazy.
Ah, listen.
Check that. Crazy over.
Everyone's getting insane. Womp womp.
This is a song of insane.
We lose.
to the French domain. The war upon Iraq was a real disdain. Too much bodies, too much blood stain. Insane politicians, them a lose them brain. I try to corrupt, but only in vain. Police insane, soldiers insane, commuters insane, bus drivers insane, pedestrians insane, passengers insane, the system insane, the music insane, this jack insane, selector insane. All who now dance, say when you're insane. Who saw, he saw, who comes, he came. My connection reshuffle up the game. I've nothing to lose, but much more to gain. From top.
I need your arms around me, I need to feel your touch.
Freak Radio 101.1 FM, Misdemeanor Music. Listen, here's my remixing edition. Get fucking ready for this to sound horrible. It's gonna be so good. DJ YouTube on the mic. You listen to Misdemeanor Music. Call in at 831-427-3772. Let me know if this sounds horrible. Calling right now, just out of curiosity.
I go by the name of Nicole.
Oh my god, Nicole, thank you for calling in. How's your day going?
Good, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing pretty good. It's been a long day, you know. I was drinking some horchata earlier. That was pretty dope. Yeah, it was pretty sick. Where were you at today? What'd you do? Where are you right now? What's going on in your life?
What's going on in my life right now? Well, I just watched Inception for the second time.
Shit.
It was a lot easier the second time through. And yeah, just been watching some movies, eating some brownies, having a cozy night instead of a wild one. But
oh wow,
enjoying myself.
Is this Nicole from class?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to disclose you or need name, so I didn't want to like say your name, but of course.
I appreciate it so much.
Right, I wasn't sure how like top secret you were, so
I'm hella top secret. My name is DJ Pronoctangulo. That's my DJ name. And also the name I give to people when I first meet them. Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you there? I will not let anybody know. And like, she is there. Is her name disclosed?
Yeah, Claire already said her name.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Claire.
Claire can't hear, but she says hi back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you hear me the other day when Sean asked me what my real name was? Because he's like, V is not your real name, right? And I was like, nah, man. He's like, what's your real name? I was like, Prawn. He's like, really, Prawn? I was like, yeah. He's like, how do you spell that? Praun. He's like, damn, wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh, like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I just feel like your name is V.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Do you know you don't know my real name, do you?
No, I that confuses me. I think I just want it to be V. I don't want to even know anything else about it. I don't like it any other way.
Good. Neither do I. I don't like it any other way either. I like it this way. Claire, say something to Nicole. Say a word.
Nicole, hello. And I recognized your voice, and I said, that is Nicole.
Oh, how are you doing? Are you getting some dance moves going over there?
Yes, now I can hear you. They're going very well. Yes.
Well, you know, I just tuned in. Just got the email, but so far I'm loving the remix. It's going well.
Yeah,
so I wanted to check in and say hello to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Good night.
Thanks. You're the shit, Nicole.
You're the shit.
Do you want to go to a rave?
In the forest?
Yes, in the forest.
Do you
want to
go right now?
Are you serious?
You really
want to
go? We'll pick you up, dude. We're trying to make this happen. It goes till 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Are you serious?
I am fucking serious, dude. It's on. Come on, let's do it. Are you ready? We'll drive right now and pick you up. I swear to fucking God.
I don't know. Isn't it really
I'm on
far?
So much caffeine right now. It is not far.
I've been chewing energy gum all day long.
You know, that I was like watching movies and eating brownies.
Delicious. Well, yeah, you were eating a brownie. You're already halfway there, right?
Perfect.
You're in my room now.
Hold on. Can you hold on the line? I have to do this remix, and then we'll get your number. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, why would we do?
Yeah, yeah.
We bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars and the cards out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it fade, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Yeah.
Pass out.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I brought my cars down. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles, Charles. Yeah, yeah, and there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester, raving with the freshers. 20 light bulbs around my table and my dresser. CLC compressor, just in case that don't impress her. Say hello to Dexter, say hello to Uncle Fester. Got him gazing at my necklace and my crazy sun protectors. G-shots, I got a crazy dumb collection. Haters, I can't pick and present. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cards out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it fade, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out. Say hello, they say hola, and they say bonjour. I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm crazy with the kicks, call me Jean-Claude. I'm about to be a bigger star than my mum for. Cause every day I got a groupie at my front door. Now I drive past the bus I used to run for. Where's my clap? Where's my encore? I walk alone, cause I was born alone. I chucks her just for fun, I'll never ever call a phone. I leave her in the club, I'll never ever walk her home. D.O. the foundation, I'm the cornerstone. I'm pretty famous, I'm super known. And if your son doesn't, I bet your daughter knows. Check out my visual, check out my audio. Extraordinary, yo, hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cards out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it fade, let it go away. We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out.
Up in the cheeky booth and man, look up with the drama we started. Now I'm in here laying on my back, singing DJ, what you give me one more track?
Let it fade, let it go away. We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out.
Let it fade, let it go away. We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Hold on, what the fuck is this?
DJ Sega from Philly. 20 years old, look it up.
Let's go.
Misdemeanor Music, 101.1 FM, 9 till whenever the fuck. Go do some drugs. Whatever you have in your hand, eat it right now. I don't care if it's pipe cleaners or glue or feedback, eat it. Put on your microphone, Scott. Put on your headphone and microphone. I need to ask you a question.
What's the question? I'm curious.
Today's Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday. What do you think about that?
I think he's not having birthdays.
No. You knocked over my papers.
You don't get birthdays when you're dead.
You don't look at
even
birthdays.
If you were
Reaganomics changed the world.
Listen, don't you understand anything about freedom, Scott?
Yeah.
Freedom is it.
I solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Don't you hear him? He's being honest.
I mean, that's the man right there. We listen to him.
He's still alive.
Perfect grin and his perfect hair. This is why we should not have movie stars.
Ronald Reagan found freedom and changed the world.
He changed
the description available. Reagan.
This is just like the democracy. You cannot see me. 196 videos available on this channel. I don't trust people. As long as we remember our trust, we believe in ourselves. The future will always be. Tell me about your Ronald Reagan videos. 196 videos.
Subscribe to the Reagan Foundation.
Mr. Gorbachev.
No description available.
Tear
February 3, 2011. 182 likes and 193. Welcome to Ronald Reagan.
He changed the world.
He changed the world. Listen, hold on. I'm about to play the Ronald Reagan.
A tribute to Ronald Reagan. Published by JFW 2020. 95 videos. Subscribe.
Oh, Ronald, I just want to stare in your face as I masturbate and listen to the Super Bowl.
Oh my god, Freedom 101 by Ronald Reagan.
June 5th, 2004 was probably when he died.
My country tears.
Oh my god.
Hey,
we land of liberty of the Arts.
What's this for? That's not Ronald.
Is this a dubstep remix of a command?
Yeah, where is this coming from?
From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into the thousand years.
Let freedom ring.
Alexander Hamilton said a nation which can be...
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting a thoughtful address by Ronald Reagan. Mr. Reagan. Ronald Reagan's speech, chasing steps, blinding sight.
I am the man with a heavy heart.
Thank you and good evening.
No.
This is DJ Vernon Rodriguez.
Do not say that.
I know that you are merely a
pounds of scattered organic material in a grove somewhere. But I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you, Manon, and I'm going to put you in a jar, and I'm going to decimate. I'm going to decimate that jar with my unmentionable appendages. Because you and Sarah Palin, man, you were meant to be. And I was meant to be in between you two in some sort of love sandwich. This is what I have to say.
I'm just one of many moms who will say an extra prayer each night for our sons and daughters going into harm's way. Our son Jack is 19, and 1 week from tomorrow, September 11th, he'll deploy to Iraq with the Army Infantry.
Oh, baby, your last two playing
my
makes me so
enlisted
hot.
On a carrier in the Persian Gulf. My family is so proud of both of them and of all the fine men and women serving the country in uniform.
You're just so folksy and so dumb. I just...
I like all kinds of music except for Chilean good folk.
Chilean glitch folk.
Yeah, it sucks. Don't listen to it.
Or Glo-Fi. I don't like Glo-Fi either.
Yeah, dude.
These are real things. People take them seriously. Yep.
I take Glo-Fi very seriously.
Why are we interrupting Sarah Palin's speech?
My favorite dude is Alaskan.
Can we listen to that song for Sarah Palin's speech?
African.
Is she still alive?
Infusion.
Like, every
no,
time?
She's not.
She's not?
She's not. No, she died two hours ago.
That's probably too soon then.
That's all I listen to.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Sarah Palin's really into drum and bass. That's why she's got really mad because it's not as popular
and
anymore.
Yeah, I've seen her with the dreadlocks and cyber pants getting down.
She just trademarked her name. Did you know that?
Are you serious?
No, she just filed for a trademark of her name.
How do you...
No, a lot of celebrities do this, so that people don't use their names in endorsements. But politicians don't do this because they're actual people. Sarah Palin apparently has acknowledged that she's not a real person anymore, so she's just trademarked her name recently.
No,
it's true. You can look
it
up on the internet. They'll tell you the truth.
What am I going to name my new brand?
Not Sarah Palin.
Our family has the same Bristol ups Palin. And downs.
Bristol Palin, hey.
The same challenges and the same joys. Sometimes even the greatest joys bring challenge. And children
birthday,
with special needs inspire a very, very special love. To the families of special needs.
Special needs children.
And Ronald Reagan. A lot of people thought Ronald Reagan was actually senile at the end of his term, which is arguably true if you look at the decisions that he made.
Or at...
To Didn't the families of special needs children all across this country, I have a message for you.
Yeah.
For years, you've sought to make America a more welcoming place for your sons and daughters.
Wait, one more time, Sarah Palin. What was that? Hold on.
I need to hear it, baby. Just tell me. Just tell me straight
to
up.
The to families of special needs children all across this country,
what's the message?
I have a message for you.
Oh, what is it?
For years, you've sought to make America a more welcoming place for your sons and daughters.
Tell me the message.
And I pledge to you that if we're elected, you will have a friend and advocate in the White House. By himself. He's a lifelong commercial fisherman and a production operator in the oil fields of Alaska's North Slope, and a proud member of the United Steelworkers Union. And Todd is a world champion snow machine racer. Throw in his Yupik Eskimo ancestry, and it all makes for quite a package. And we met in high school, and 2 decades and 5 children later, he's still my guy.
Thank you.
My mom and dad both worked at the elementary school in our small town, and among the many things I owe them is a simple lesson that I've learned, that this is America, and every woman can walk through every door of opportunity, and my parents are here tonight.
The guy who always smiles at me in the computer labs. If you're listening, please come talk to me because you're really fucking hot and I really want you to talk to me.
This has been a Craigslist misconnection.
Hey, if you have a hell of a fine ass, please come and talk to me.
Yeah, please. No, it's just this one guy. Like, I think about you all the time. You don't even know.
She told me about him last week. Last, she didn't think about it for at least a week.
Dude, I stalked you and I know what class you're taking. And I'm going to be there and I want you to talk to me. So... Alright, just do it.
I don't do this. I don't think it's my friend.
To the vice presidency, and a writer observed, we grow good people in our small towns with honesty and sincerity and dignity. And I know just the kind of people that writer had in mind when he praised Harry Truman. I grew up with those people. They're the ones who do some of the hardest work in America, who grow our food and run our factories and fight our wars. They love their country in good times and bad, and they're always proud of America.
I'm stalking you and you're everywhere. Why is that so weird?
Thank you. Problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's 2 and 3, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Sorry, everybody. Everything is broken.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean? That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. How about I count three?
That red...
And he also made false teeth.
Avalanche is above. Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys?
Midgets.
The Indians.
What frontier of psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
My girlfriend.
The violin.
Frontier Psychiatry.
Somatic. That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean? That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep. And he also made false teeth. Of anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. Galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Yes, some birds are funny when they
did you read the paper today?
Can you think of anything else?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimo?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
Blubber.
Oh, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mucklucks.
Uh-huh.
Mucklucks.
That's right, mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Yeah, mucklucks.
Say it again.
Mucklucks.
Say it louder.
Mucklucks.